For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. The American Civil Liberties Union is calling on the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission to investigate an off-duty incident. Earlier this month, two photographers were filming a black LGBTQ women's march when they say a man identified as off-duty police officer Matthew Willman began directing racial slurs and other obscenities at them. One of the photographers claims to have been physically assaulted and had their camera damaged. Both photographers were detained for several hours and issued disorderly conduct citations, which were later dropped. In a related story, the understaffed Milwaukee FPC is said to be struggling to complete routine tasks, and its executive director is withdrawing from reappointment. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Earlier this week, Madison passed a resolution for a mental health first responder pilot program. Fire Chief Stephen Davis pitched the idea to Madison Alder Arvina Martin, who wrote the resolution. The idea is to take pressure off police responses and to encourage people to call for help who otherwise might not for fear of police issuing charges and having to engage with the criminal justice system. According to MFD spokesperson, the resolution is still in the planning phase and there is no timeline to get it up and running. Existing resources will be able to cover the cost of developing the program according to the resolution. Alder Martin pointed out some cities are saving money by using alternative responses to mental health crises. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. In case Wisconsin's status as a battleground state was in doubt, recent analysis from the Wesleyan Media Project says that just four states, Michigan, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Wisconsin, account for 13 of the top 15 TV markets for ads for Joe Biden and President Trump's campaigns. Trump is also suing a NBC affiliate in Rhinelander in northern Wisconsin for running an ad produced by a Democratic super PAC, Priorities USA. That ad ran on several TV stations, and after Trump's campaign sued for defamation in Price County Circuit Court, the station, WJFW, moved the lawsuit to federal court. And on Friday, Vice President Mike Pence will visit the birthplace of the Republican Party, Ripon, Wisconsin, before heading to Onalaska for a farm tour. Pence had to cancel an Onalaska event in June due to the reality of the coronavirus. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. With a scaled-back DNC taking place next month, Mayor Tom Barrett of Milwaukee is calling on police to use a peacekeeping approach, saying, quote, "I have been very clear over the last several months that I don't believe that military approaches are what is needed," end quote. The city is set to receive $40 million from the U.S. Justice Department. On the shopping list for officers are beef jerky, Gatorade, and a tactical gas delivery system to be mounted on a Bearcat armored vehicle. Highs today around 80 degrees with mostly to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. Friday highs in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies. Saturday highs in the 90s. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gosted with your headlines. Yesterday, the Wauwatosa Police and Fire Commission voted unanimously to suspend Officer Joseph Mensa. Mensa has been responsible for three shooting deaths in the last 5 years. The commission also responded to a complaint filed by the attorneys for the family of Jay Anderson Jr., who Mensa killed in 2016, by approving the hiring of a third-party investigator. Highs today around 80 degrees with mostly to partly cloudy skies. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. Friday highs in the mid-80s with partly cloudy skies. Saturday highs expected to get into the 90s. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.